listens to the show. More than you?
Believe it or not. If that's possible.
The Red. The Bohemian Red.
He's the poster boy of underachievement.
Let's go. It is 5:18. It's the hard line. It's Thursday. It's time for the Rant Revival, live from the Plano Center, the site of this year's ticket stock.
Now, we don't have a Gordon, but we do have a Muser.
We do. What a treat this is.
Yeah, but I am such Gordo's understudy in terms of rant history that this is going to be a major disappointment to the P1s to have me sitting in for him.
All we
because,
need.
Well, really, the rant is his world.
Really, we just need you to react.
We just need your ears.
Because Corby has classic rant audio.
Oh, okay.
So,
I can do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's sponsored by
Eatsy's Market and Bakery.
Oh, thank you, Jay. So, P1 Ben sent us this link, and I guess he had gone back and started listening to a random rant that took place 20-something years ago. I believe that specifically it was in 01.
Yeah, it was like a month before 9/11.
Was it really?
I think so.
Huh. It's a weird little marker.
It is. It is.
So and this was a pre-9/11.
Yeah.
Right.
Different time.
So we were really flying
different time.
Loose.
Yeah.
That's like when Corby told me that LaDainian Tomlinson was the NFL's leading rusher post 9/11. Like he made it a sports line of demarcation.
Well, the running game changed that day, Junior.
Okay, so he sent us this, and it was really funny. I have no memory of it whatsoever. Dave, I don't think you do either.
Vaguely. I had vague memories of it.
And we were doing our little rant show, and the subject turned to placenta. All right? And
as it would.
Apparently, this was the second time that placenta had been brought up on the show, as I went back and listened to almost the entirety of the episode.
And I think this was at a time where none of us had gone through childbirth.
No,
so we
no,
had
no, no,
no,
no
idea
no.
anything about a placenta.
And it's like it's really funny listening to us kind of go through it all, but we brought it up because there were a couple of famous athletes who had had kids on the same day.
Can I just stop for a
go
moment
on.
After what Dave just said?
Uh-huh.
Do you feel like you're super schooled in the ways of the placenta now?
I just saw one fall out like a month and a half ago.
I feel like I was around for childbirth and didn't really make note of it. I was too distracted by the baby, I guess.
No, I saw that thing laying on the ground and it was just like, are you kidding me? Like, it's shocking. Did you see it?
No, I'm like Bob. I was there, but I don't remember a placenta. I was so focused on the kid.
You didn't say, you know, Gordon would really love this if I could grab that for him.
Well,
you'd put in a trapper keeper.
Right.
So, I was fixated because Wells had an extra long umbilical cord. It was like a magic trick where they're pulling out the handkerchiefs.
Did you cut it? Were you the one that cut it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I cut it.
Oh, okay. Gross.
Yeah, but so they were pulling out
his
the cord.
His wife screamed in pain.
Yeah, they're pulling out the cord, and then the placenta's attached to the end.
Yeah. So we got to talking about the placenta on this show, and it got to the point where after about 30 minutes, people started calling in because we had so many questions. And we ran into, on the phone, a nurse who helped deliver babies, and she was very schooled. And this is what set off, this phone call set off a chain reaction of events that is hilarious.
Oh my gosh, you hit her with a pan.
She screamed.
Hello?
Hello.
Sandy?
What's your name?
Stephanie.
Stephanie. How old are you, Stephanie?
28.
You ever been married?
We're in the process of getting married.
But this is your first marriage?
Yes.
Any kids?
No.
Okay, good. So you're a labor delivery nurse?
Yes.
And do people actually request to preserve the placenta for eating purposes?
Occasionally.
I told you, Corby. How do they take it home in a cooler?
No, in a bucket.
Well, don't you have to cool it down? I mean,
no.
It's meat, it'll rot.
No. Either it goes in the trash or some places actually keep them in the refrigerator in case the patients come back and request them.
All right, for real.
Oh, my gosh.
For real. I used to work in West Texas, and that's what they did. So.
They okay, but before the birth, they would say, okay, please save our placenta.
Yes.
And then you would literally put it in a bucket and put it in the fridge?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what if you accidentally forgot to save their placenta, but you had an extra one lying around? Would you switch them out?
I guess they would never
I don't
the
think
difference.
They're lying around like surgical gloves.
I think they are.
Well, we
it's like a meat department.
Full of them. It was like a meat market, you know?
So what percentage of people do you think do this?
Very rare.
But it has occurred to you.
Yeah, people plant them underneath a tree and they...
What? That's real?
Yeah. Yeah, that's real.
I told you.
Now, what does it look like, and what does it feel like, and what does it smell like? Paint the picture for us.
Well, with pictures, you don't know what things smell like.
They're round shape, and they're...
Scratch and sniff.
Real dark red on one side, and like a real dark purpley color on the other side.
Are they real smooth?
Long cord attached to it.
Are they hairy?
No.
They slimy?
Do they have teeth?
No, they don't have teeth.
Stephanie, we had a report early in the show that they have beaks.
Beaks?
Beaks, and that's how they feed the baby inside the mommy's tummy.
No.
Like a mommy bird.
No.
Let's clarify this, Stephanie. It wasn't a report.
And what exactly is the placenta?
It feeds the baby it's basically a bunch of arteries and veins that go into the umbilical cord.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So it's attached to
it's
the side of the uterus?
Massive, looks like hamburger meat.
God, why does God let that thing exist?
I don't know.
You had one.
I did not have one.
I came
that
out of
sounded
the
poor neighborhood.
Yeah, baby came right out of a hobo's butt.
Yeah, did you hear that story, Stephanie? This is the oddest birth story you'll probably ever hear. Davey, tell her how you were born.
Did you hear how I was born? Two boxcars crashed together, and I popped out of a hobo's butt.
I just heard that. My fiance makes me listen to y'all's rant show every Saturday.
Hey, let me ask you this, Stephanie, since you're a nurse. How many times possibly could you have been a mommy?
And we cut it off there. So,
can I ask a question?
Go on.
Is that audio sped up just a little bit? Because you all sound like you're 12.
I know, isn't it crazy?
It's unbelievable.
I don't know if audio gets distorted as it ages, but we all sound so...
Your voice is a little high.
Yeah, we're children. Yeah. But yeah, I think the recording is sped up maybe just a hair.
Okay.
So we were going on about 45 minutes on placenta talk.
Yeah.
And...
You had to stop down for Beanie Baby talk.
And then we got this phone call.
Is this not sports radio?
Yes, it is. Yeah, we're talking about Troy Aikman and Daryl Johnson.
You're talking about placentas. What the hell is this? You're supposed to be talking about sports.
Okay, let me ask you. In your opinion, sir, who is the greatest athlete of all time? Of all sports?
What difference does that make?
Well, I'm asking your opinion. It's a sports topic, right?
Finally, you're getting a sports topic.
All right, who do you think?
Well, Bobby Orr is the best defensive man ever.
Who?
National Hockey League, Bobby Orr.
Bobby Orr.
Yeah, Bobby Orr.
All right, now let me ask you about Bobby Orr.
Hey, dude.
Hey, calm down. Listen.
You're supposed to be talking about the bird.
You okay? Hey.
This is what's going on.
Hold on a second. Hold it. You still there?
Calm down.
It's okay.
No, it's not.
No, listen. Are you hungry? Are you in need of medicine? Are you okay? Do you need a hug? Calm down. It's okay. You're still living, and I'm sure people that you love are still living.
I swear to God, you are.
Why would you get so mad at a radio station?
Because this is supposed to be sports radio.
And you feel that this has personally assaulted you, the fact that someone says sports radio and then they talked about something else?
Absolutely. This is ridiculous.
My goodness.
You guys come on here and you're talking sports radio and you don't talk to sports.
Isn't that horrible?
This BS stuff.
That is a... Yeah, I know.
And that's why you...
I agree with you.
The AM radio to the FM station.
Did you...
The new FM station out there...
Right.
ESPN,
yeah.
Where all your fans are going, guys, because you're not talking sports.
Right.
a bunch of garbage stuff.
But why?
You're talking about sports at all.
Why would you?
No concept of what sports are. You talk about stupid things that have nothing to do with it.
All right, sir, listen. All right. I can see you. I can see you're very impassioned about it. I see you're very impassioned about this. Oh, sir.
So.
Don Nelson.
Yeah, he was very upset, and he was going over to ESPN Radio, which clearly.
Yeah,
they soared to all.
They had such staying power.
Yeah, yeah. They're not.
Sorry, DJ.
Anymore. Yeah, sorry, DJ.
Sorry, DJ.
We almost had y'all.
So we were laughing about this guy calling and just how ridiculous it was. And I mean, you wonder if that guy just turned on the station for the first time or what? I don't know.
Well, it was definitely the first time that he had listened to the rant.
Probably so, on Saturday morning. And so then we kicked it up one level higher.
To yell at us. We should probably talk sports. Why don't you take another call here? Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Well, that guy's a real hothead, huh?
Yeah, he is a real hothead.
Oh, geez, I don't know how you're looking on the air that moment.
What's your name?
Placenta. Paul.
Paul the Placenta joins us right now. Did you call to talk sports, Paul?
Yeah, I just called to defend you guys.
Oh, you're a listener.
Yeah. Woof.
Now, Paul, I've got to wonder what status that you have right now. Are you still in the womb? Or are you outside the womb in a refrigerator or maybe in a BFI dumpster?
I am. I'm in a pail.
You're in a pail?
Yeah, I'm in a pail at the hospital. Grabbed a phone, called you guys. Hey, I heard a good recipe maybe you guys could use.
Okay.
Because, you know, a lot of people eat me.
Yeah, I've heard that.
It's not bad, actually. It's ham steak. It's like cooked ham steak. Hello?
Yeah, here, Paul.
So do we boil you first? Or?
What you do, you put me on a spit, okay? You baste it with molasses, okay? For about an hour, all right?
Uh-huh.
Pinch of sage, a little bit of thyme. Okay?
Alright, okay.
Maybe some oregano.
Alright.
Whatever kind of seasoning you want. Then pull me out of your wife.
Oh, now.
And then you're ready to eat.
Now, Paul.
So you're supposed to marinate inside the mother?
Oh, yeah, it's like a natural crock pot.
So that's Paul the Placenta.
Yeah.
Do you think that guy who called in to complain enjoyed Paul?
I don't know if he ever listened to the radio station again. Ever, ever again.
Well, who's the greatest athlete of all time?
Bobby Orr.
Greatest defenseman of all time.
No, nobody's ever said Bobby Orr to that question, except that guy.
Now, you cut off the audio there, but Paul the Placenta then did have some advice on how to plant him under a tree.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
No, I mean, yeah, I listened to a little bit of it. That was probably the proper place to cut it off.
It was so, if I could just remind everyone,
yeah,
he said to dig a hole and then to throw your dead wife in the hole and then he would crawl out and make you a tree.
God.
Oh, my.
So that was...
I'll make you a tree. Whatever kind you want.
So that's what we were doing 24 years ago. Pre-9/11.
Yes. Yeah,
that's right.
Things changed.
Different time.
Things changed a couple of months after that. But yeah, thanks to Ben for unearthing that glorious audio.
Yeah, it's if you want to hear the entire show of that day, it is on the Unticket. So if you just... search Paul Placenta.
Yeah, I don't know if that's what you heard. Yeah.
And then that started a trend because you went on to talk about placentas every single rant for the next 20 years.
Right.
No doubt.
It was the cultural touchstone that we all identified with the most.
The natural crock pot.
All right. Well, there you go. There is the rant revival for this week. Thank you, Craig.
You're welcome.
Thank you for filling in Gordon's steed.